are chatting with the television man. On the line with us right now is Alex Zalbin, host of Comic Book Club. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good, just being the TV man, as I always am.
I love that Talking Heads song. All right, so we have you on at the start of the show because there's breaking television news. And my husband, Jimmy Mack, does Rebel Force Radio. It's a podcast. And he was very excited about the Super Bowl because there was supposed to be a new Mandalorian trailer. But it wasn't really a trailer. It was just kind of a commercial. But the trailer... came out today, did it not?
It did. This is the trailer for The Mandalorian and Grogu. It's coming out only in theaters on May 22nd, and this is the first time there's been a theatrical Star Wars movie since 2019, which is kind of crazy. They were coming out pretty regularly for a while there. But yeah, this is continuing the story of The Mandalorian, the three-season show that was on Disney+, also the Book of Boba Fett. But at least the way they're framing it, they're trying to frame it up as all you really need to know is there's a metal guy with a gun, there's this tiny little baby Yoda character that's tagging along with him, and they are taking care of crime and bad stuff throughout the galaxy. And that's what comes through in the trailer, which is nice. You know, I want to be a little bit of a hater, but you can't hate on baby Grogu. He's just the most adorable thing ever.
He's pretty cute, I will tell you that, although I thought Yoda was cute as well. And I really liked Mandalorian.
It's a really good show, and it's something that helped kick off Disney+. It certainly helped redefine Star Wars for a new generation by just bringing it back to basics of a guy going on missions every single episode. And I think that's what they're trying to get back to here with this movie is... versus having the big, epic Skywalker trilogies that we've known from theaters, this is just a fun Star Wars thing. You know, we've got more babies. There's what looks like a baby Greedo that shows up here.
Oh.
We've got Sigourney Weaver in it as a good guy. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear shows up as the son of Jabba the Hutt.
So get out.
It's silly to me.
And there was a famous director who played an alien in the trailer, I understand.
Yes, they don't. It's surprising they don't even say this in the trailer, but towards the beginning, there's a scene of the Mandalorian talking to a guy working. It's not a food truck. It's like a space food stand with four arms. And the voice is Martin Scorsese, of all people. Which is pretty crazy that they just got Marty to do a voice in a Star Wars movie as a CGI alien, but there you go.
All right, and what's the connection there? Because director Jon Favreau was in Scorsese's Wolf of Wall Street? Is that the connection?
I think that's what it is, and it's the same sort of Star Wars alien that Jon Favreau previously played in the TV show. So maybe he thought it would be funny to amp it up since he's directing this movie to have Martin Scorsese get in there. There's also, I mean, there's other Easter eggs in there. Sadly, oh gosh, why am I blanking on his name? Guy who played Greef Karga, who's Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers sadly passed away. He's a major part of the show. But if you blink, there's a arena that is called the Apollo Weathers Arena, which is paying tribute to Apollo Creed, who played in the Rocky movies, as well as Carl Weathers, of course. So it seems like they're indicating there's going to be a lot of Easter eggs in there like that, like Martin Scorsese, other things. So it should be a fun time.
Yeah, I did not watch, I'm not caught up with Andor, but I was kind of liking that as well. You know, it's good for business for the podcast, for Rebel Force Radio, with all these new things coming out, and this one being in a movie theater. You know, that's big news for Star Wars fans, and those Star Wars fans are so loyal, and there are so many of them.
Yeah, and you know, I think one thing that a lot of folks outside the Star Wars world don't necessarily know is there's a lot of other things to explore. There's some great comic books that are coming out. There's novels all the time. So there's plenty of ways to explore the Star Wars world, plus the animated series that are popping up. There's a new one called Shadows of Maul that I believe just dropped on Disney+. So, you know, it isn't just the movies. It's also the TV shows. It's also the theme parks and every other thing. If you're curious about the world, there's plenty of ways you can go.
And you don't have to really be familiar or be, you know, a complete immersive fan to like some of the new stuff. And some kids are starting into it now, too, with these new series.
You know, these didn't necessarily start as toy generators, but that's what they very quickly became. And I think that's because people respond to the looks of the characters. I've been living, like probably a bunch of people listening right now, with Star Wars literally my entire life.
Yeah.
But I've never considered myself a crazy diehard fan, but I love the world. It's fun. The creatures are cool to look at. I'll keep calling him Baby Yoda no matter how many times they tell me his name is Grogu. And that's the sort of fan I am.
I would like to have a drink in the cantina. That was always fun. I did, actually, at Disney World. They had the cantina. You could go have a blue something or other, blue milk, I guess. I don't even know what I had.
Probably not exactly the way that you imagined it for the movies. It's, I believe, actually, like, berry milk. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, close enough.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but like I said, we had you on at the very beginning of the show because breaking news, the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer came out today, and we're going to talk about other TV things with Alex Zalbin. He is host of Comic Book Club. It's a podcast. You can find it on comicbookclublive.com, but right now, Mary has a look at your weather and traffic. We're talking to Alex Zalbin. He is host of the podcast Comic Book Club. You can find him at comicbookclublive.com. All right, what do we have in the way of TV? What do you have for us? Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about. I saw a trailer, and I'm not sure what this is, but I want in. It stars Tracy Morgan.
Oh, sure. This is the fall and rise of Reggie Diggins. I keep getting the order wrong. This is a new show that's going to be premiering on NBC. The pilot actually premiered back on January 18th, but it's regularly going to start coming out on the 23rd. And it stars Tracy Morgan as this guy, Reggie Diggins, who is a football player who became disgraced years later. He's trying to get his reputation back by teaming up with a documentary filmmaker played by Daniel Radcliffe. Hence, you get the mockumentary style of the TV show. And he thinks this is the thing that's going to bring it back to the top. He keeps trying different ways to do it. It comes from the folks behind 30 Rock, like Tina Fey, Robert Carlock, Sam Means, and other folks. It's goofy, silly fun, as you would expect.
Yes, Liz Lemon. I love Tracy Morgan, and I loved 30 Rock as well. So I will be checking that out, The Fall and Rise of Reggie Diggins. All right, 56 Days. What is this?
Sure. This is out on Prime Video tomorrow. This is a erotic thriller. It's 8 episodes long, and it's based on the best-selling novel by Katherine Ryan Howard. Now, if any folks listening have read the novel, that is set during the beginning of the COVID lockdown in Dublin. This is not that. Instead, they moved it to Boston, and it has absolutely nothing to do with COVID at all. Instead, it's about two characters played by Dove Cameron, who people might know from her Disney Channel work on things like the Descendants series, and Evan Jogia, who is probably actually best known from Nickelodeon's Victorious.
Oh.
If you have kids who love those shows, do not watch this. It is about them meeting, falling in the lust, but they both have secrets. There's a dead body that's found in a tub that's decomposed 56 days later, hence the name of the thing. So it's a pulpy, erotic thriller as some cops investigate this mystery, jumping through time, and that's going to premiere tomorrow morning by the time everybody's probably up on Prime Video.
All right, there's a new a new animated series on Netflix. What's going on with this?
Sure. This show is great. Mark your calendars for this. This is called Strip Law, and it premieres this Friday on Netflix, all episodes. It stars Adam Scott as a down-on-his-luck lawyer who plays by the rules, named Lincoln Gum, and he teams up with a Las Vegas street magician voiced by Janelle James, who you probably know from Abbott Elementary. She plays a character named Sheila Flambe. And together, they bring Vegas pizzazz to law cases. But that's like only the beginning. It's as outrageous as, say, Rick and Morty or any of the shows like that. Basically uses Vegas as just a starting point for doing absolutely insane cases. There's Halloween that's treated like Christmas. They do parody songs. There's AI versions of the Rat Packs, riots in the streets. It's uproariously funny, absolutely ridiculous. And again, that's called Strip Law. And that premieres Friday, all episodes on Netflix.
So Adam Scott what was the show that I can't think of the name of right now?
Parks and Recreation?
No, with the most recent one on Apple TV.
Severance?
Yes. Has that been renewed? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's going to be a while for Severance.
All right.
That is definitely coming back for a third season, but I believe they've just started talking about it. So don't expect it to happen for another at least year, if not two or more.
Because that, I mean, Parks and Rec, definitely, but Severance really... made him a household name again. It seemed like he had disappeared for a little bit, and that really, I loved that, Severance.
Oh, yeah. It's great, and he's great. He's great in it. It's a fantastic show if anybody hasn't checked it out on Apple TV. It is nothing like Parks and Rec.
No.
It's a trippy sci-fi series about what it's like to work in an office. Yeah, but it's great. He's a great actor, and it's always exciting to see whatever he's going to do.
And speaking of sci-fi, Sterling K. Brown returns to Hulu. What's going on with Paradise?
Sure. This is coming back for a second season. The show is called Paradise, and it is going to be premiering next Monday with, I believe, three episodes and then one episode a week afterwards. There was a big secret about what the idea of the show was with the first season, but the first season has been out for a while, so I think we can get into it. Basically, the end of the world, and everybody is inside of this bunker that looks like an old suburb, including Sterling K. Brown, who is a member of the Secret Service, protecting the president, played by James Marsden. Fortunately, he's done a bad job because in the first episode, James Marsden's president is found dead. So a lot of the first season is spent with exploring that mystery, as well as what actually happened to the world outside. Big news about the second season is they're bringing in a bunch of new actors, including Shailene Woodley, and some others, and they're going to explore that outside world, and it is just very involving. Sterling K. Brown is a crazy, charming man to watch on TV. It's a great cast, and it's very silly at times, but if you missed it, highly recommend go back, binge the first season on Hulu. You'll get hooked.
I love medical shows. We've talked about The Pitt numerous times. HBO, Noah Wiley, watch it. It's great. St. Denis is very funny. It's based on a hospital. And prior to St. Denis, we had a show called Scrubs. And that's coming back, isn't it?
Scrubs is coming back for what is technically the 10th season of the series. Most of the cast is coming back, including Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalk. And that's going to premiere on ABC with two episodes, I believe, on the 25th before rolling out weekly. It's a short season. I think it's about eight episodes long, if I recall correctly. But it's the whole Scrubs cast back together in the hospital, older now, dealing with that. But if you love Scrubs back in the day, here's hoping you'll probably love it now as well.
We will check it out. Thank you for joining us early in the day. We appreciate it, Alex. And we'll go visit comicbookclublive.com and check out Comic Book Club.